Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on all my lonely. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can be.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell for the International
Call. Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
What the hell was a live show? What the f*** is that about? How in the hell is this fucking show live when the motherfucker didn't even start yet? What the shit is that about? All right, people, well, if this motherfucker is on, I don't know how the fuck it's on because I didn't start the show. Yeah. All right. But apparently, it started on its own. So, okay. Let me see what the hell is really going on here, people. I might just be talking to myself, and I might not. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to find out. Yeah. Kind of weird. The show is on, but not streaming. Okay. What the f*** is going on, really, though? Okay, people, let me see if there's some damn tracks up in here and shit. You know what I'm saying? Alright, that wasn't funny, motherfucker, because I don't know what the fuck happened, you know what I'm saying? But this is time to mask up language Tuesday, crute, you know what I'm saying? Apakabar, vigets, vasis los, aloha, hude me dog, hude dog, kuima dog, all these forms, you know what I'm saying? Chow boy toy, you know, it's a million languages, people, and that's what we just trying to do, cover a million of them. You know what I'm saying? Not be fluent, but I mean cover a million of them. So y'all get ready to sit back. You know what I'm saying? Only an hour show, though. You know what I'm saying? I will be flipping that up. We're only going to do an hour show, not 2 hours. Got some business to take care of, y'all. So check it out.
Leave me a boy. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell. So good. An international co-host, Sayonite, from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Yeah, and don't forget all my Floridians out there, you know what I'm saying, or anybody that wants to come down to be a part. It's
attention,
going down
all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah. Shout out to Easy Rider right there holding it down real big, man. Y'all go check that out. And it's going down. We're going to do a thing a little bit different today, you know what I'm saying, since I'm only going to be in here for an hour, you know what I'm saying, only an hour. I'm going to actually play two songs. We're going to get into some nutty news. And then after the news, we'll do probably 10 minutes worth of language learning, you know what I'm saying? Give you all the basic little meets and greetings. You know what I'm saying? To finish that up. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We'll do that. So, I'm getting to a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and y'all already know how we do. Bitch!
How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you'd be through. Lying in the bed, just full of steam. Had you thinking that this was a dream? Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just wanna get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to look it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown. Wild riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She wants to get the last of her moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell to make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got it so good. Making her fall in love with the hood. Adding her number to my phone. Hitting her up when I'm home alone.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things. Freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl. Drop them draws. The night is young. But you do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball. Have a ball.
Damn, look how she moves. Body of a goddess, what it do. All I wanna do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual. Different location every night.
Every night.
Any position that you like.
That you like. Rough,
soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass.
Slapping
doing
your
the things that you wanna do.
Wanna do.
All you gotta do is get that bruise. Girl, I'm the truth. Your man's so fake.
Fake.
If he blinks his eyes, you're the one I'ma take.
Take.
Call me George, I'll call you James. This is my jungle, ride my veins.
Me
and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more game.
Game.
Tease you, please you, show you what it
show
is.
What it
I don't give a damn if you got
you got
leave him with your man cause you'll make plans to come with me to a different land.
Different land.
Baby, let's get sexual.
Sexual.
Make your dreams reality.
Reality.
Let's do them things, freaky things, anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, but you do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Sex ain't none to me. If you're a bitch, I fuck off your fleas. That ain't none but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming in till you get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. This bone is touching her spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It's just my power from the hood to make sure your handle's good. I'll never leave you in disgrace. And I put that on the angels that guard my face. I'm just a one night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one?
Baby, let's get sexual.
Sexual.
Make your dreams reality.
Reality.
Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, but you do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Ay, papi, eres lo mejor en mi vida. Ay, papi, Dios te ha bendecido con una gran pasión. Ay, papi, que me hace explotar en cada venir. Ay, papi, ¿por qué no me haces tu mujer por ahora? Ay, papi.
Baby, let's get...
This is where we fight. This is where they die.
Chase the
time to touch the minds and hearts of the fans with this art. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and times between the lines of every page. Understands the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and haters afraid? Who writes like he's handing his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Wordsmith, your favorite poet, favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called them seeds in the field so they can see I'm the truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for those. See, I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poetry, cause competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to detect every daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick-tock, tick-tock, time's a waste. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man if you heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's fearless like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made real people think their poems should rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic entertainment and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you were the steps of me, now you know who you're fucking with.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater.
That's on time.
it is for you.
Damn, you don't like
I
it.
I just said that, dude.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
Boy, y'all niggas better be glad I got a little bread to play with, boy. Cause if I did,
back to the money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit me a lick. Get your ass up, I ain't cool. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it. I don't give a fuck about your clique. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He's scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his pussy ass eyes. Get a bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I duck, 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 one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dress, but I rock that red, that purple of your ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stone. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She ain't wanna but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher, son. Cause the streets, they really ain't for you. Get saved, you stand in the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, try to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with the four-fifth. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most of 11 end up in a 187 when a motherfucker like me. Just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat because I'm hungry.
This money, dawg, chasing paper, that's what I'm running for. Look at me now, that boy, that money low. Hey, being broke, so I'm selling dope. Don't tell the cops, I'm making paper. Fuck you, fuck niggas, y'all just haters, yeah. I'm looking good on 20 rims, players smiling at your ass. Picture on the side, watch me as I ride. I want an autograph, that shit costs five. Yeah, I love bread, something you can't get. So get your stacks up, cause I stay chasing money. I let my pockets feel fluffy, ain't that something? So when you see a nigga, don't be acting funny. The next time you see me, I'm crushing something. So holler at me when you see me down, homie.
Y'all, hey, Shaw, man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here.
The money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that cool. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth the motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Knowing damn well you ain't really got now. Straight out the hood, hit a lick now, live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Pussy legal, but you better put a big gun. Shooting off, get you raw, nigga, in the bank. You got your nigga top, the DJ. See, most 211's end up in a 187 when a motherfucker like me just gotta eat. I gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. I gotta eat. Because I love bread. I gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. I gotta eat. Because I love bread.
hope you're hungry, because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Yeah. Come right back after you, man. We're going to get into the Nettie News, you know what I'm saying? And go ahead and give y'all some news from around the world. And I mean the world. Time to mask a language Tuesday. We's up in the building, man. Going to do things a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? But I did want to come through and show my love for the world, man. My love for the world. Florida UFO.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gonna keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man. Get your money. Claim your hood. Rep your stash. Stack them dollars. Cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man. Live how you live. Only thing on your mind. Performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we push it hard, never stop, giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we moaning and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. Stand on stage, be my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the day, man, home of the tank. If you try to get bucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling till our money's to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash. Stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Always a gangster, gangster. Always on the grind, 24-7. And you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on the blunt and counting my bills. Tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never want to see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight look records in the house and you know we breaking neck. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash. Stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. We ride for the city where the sharks reside. And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch, know the name. It's straight low records, I won't say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it, bout it. Fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass. Next time you think twice about fucking with us. If you come to the block, you better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, gone quick, fast. I could give a motherfucker. I'ma keep this shit moving, keep this shit hot. San Jose, no trip, I got this shit on lock. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash. Stack them dollars, cash them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangster party on us. They're having a gangster party on us at our expense.
Black power pledging my allegiance to free. Against the politics, my flaw is positive. I'm a leader, looking across the law. It's kind of charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off and now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn and snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face the sentence of lifelong visions without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath or you be swimming in debt. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land. The hereafter, keep up my faith and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste and hours for the valor. And your minutes for the minutes, so seconds are indefinite. So watch how you're living, and signs all here. It is blind to the ear, deaf to your eyes. Open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder, leave me! Murder! This ain't Jaru said.
It ain't nothing but a gangster party on that. So I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep up on my back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slanging tank. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah!
Jennifer Porter speaking, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of a dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious. For some change, let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, cause somebody got to spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by the black. And we made everything from mouse track to stop light, to stop killing my people, fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying,
nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder in the on the U.S. Murder
Rainbow
on the U.S. Hey,
Marley Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your symbolism would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live
forever. That's real, man. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Marley Anderson, man. And, you know, the punk motherfuckers at the boot camp that, killed them, you know what I'm saying, 15-year-old boy going on 16, his first day in the boot camp, you know what I'm saying, they murdered the little boy by choking him out in front of cameras, in front of the nursing cameras, and then they stuffed ammonia tabs up his nose, which was the end result that actually killed him. So, yeah, shit like that go down every day down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying? So you got to watch yourself. Last night, motherfucking two police officers got shot and killed in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You know, slipping. You know what I'm saying? Police down here be slipping because they be trying to motherfucking, you know, they put these rookies and shit out on the street. And they think these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, know their job. Or that their goddamn uniform is some kind of form of intimidation. You know, we just to the point we don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? No matter about no what kind of uniform you got on. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing your motherfucking job and you overstepping your boundaries, you overstepping your motherfucking jurisdiction, well, then we're going to get with you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure summertime ain't even started yet. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear a lot more about motherfucking cops getting killed. fucked up, you know what I'm saying, because they just don't come and do their job. They overdo their job. You know what I'm saying? And that be the problem in the hood, man. You know, you pulling the motherfucker over on a bicycle and shit. Talking about he ain't got no fucking front light on his bicycle, so I need to search you and all this other kind of bullshit. But then when it come out here to my house or anywhere around the areas that I live in, you know what I'm saying? You see motherfuckers without any shit on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you make a law that says you don't have to ride, you can ride a motorcycle without a helmet, but you can't ride a fucking bicycle without a goddamn a fucking front light, a front and back light on. You know what I'm saying? And this is a little fictitious bullshit that they done made up. You know what I'm saying here? So yeah, big ups to Prophet Jackal. See him coming up up in here. You know what I'm saying? Florida UFO hanging out. And that is a problem, man. We do got a serious problem here. You know what I'm saying? My condolences to the family of the officers. You know what I'm saying? They got laid down, but shit, you know, the hood ain't sweet, man. And if your ass come around, fucking around, thinking that it's sweet, well, you're gonna get your issue. That's all I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? They passed a fucking law talking about some police officers ain't even supposed to do high speed chases no more. You know what I'm saying? Because these stupid motherfuckers killed more people, you know what I'm saying, than they actually apprehended. You know, trying to fishtail them, doing it wrong, smashing people in the poles and all that shit. You know, crashing people in other neighbors' houses and shit. Yeah, people, all that crazy shit went on. You know what I'm saying? These stupid motherfuckers did that. And, you know, this is the end result. Oh, okay. Yeah, shouts out to Tenacity Radio. You know, brother trying to get paid, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get paid. I love this Blog Talk Radio shit, but this is just a motherfucking training ground. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it can't hold me. It can't hold all
the... Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is ready!
Yeah. So... So that's what's been popping, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's been popping. Having 21 things you should never buy new. Oh. World Cup boss apologizes. World Cup executive Sutton about face. Okay, what did he do? Dark Side, the upcoming Potter movie. I mean, listen, people. This hairy devil Potter bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody keeps motherfucking, you know, taking their kids to see and all this shit. You know, this is, people, all right. Anyways. I'm not going to talk about Harry Potter, but I will be talking about the news. You know what I'm saying? And strengthening storm Alex, they talking about something could slow down the oil spill. How the fuck is that going to do it? I don't know, but yeah, that is what they're telling you all. You know what I'm saying? And what blows me, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the motherfucking radio. They got a fucking black dude on there and shit. You know what I'm saying? Got a black dude voice on there. We're doing everything we can for BP. We just want to let you all know. Man, motherfucker, please. You know what I'm saying? Then you listen to another radio station, and you got a white dude on there. Hey, yes, we just want to let you guys know that we're doing everything. Get the fuck out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here, man. Jeez. Trip me, man. Blow me with that whole fucking bullshit. Anyways, let's go on over here to Princeton, New Jersey, man. Let's start this thing on off. You know what I'm saying? Or did I start it all right? Hold on. I'd have to give myself an award, you know what I'm saying? We ain't even started this show yet. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even started this show. You know why? Because, And we'll do that. Prophet Jackal will be hooking up. Check out Prophet Jackal on tenacityradio.com alongside a host of other shows. And, yeah, we're going to be doing it real big, man. You know what I'm saying? All on. I'm gonna check out more nothing new live on TenacityRadio.com. One time for the guest, you know what I'm saying? I guess because this is a short show, I ain't gonna kick your ass out. Normally I would, but fuck it. feeling a little El Generoso, something like that. You know what I'm saying? To the El Generoso. And now the news of the day, man, comes to your part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and all the wall news. Go to NuttyNewsToday.com and check that shit out. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and roll me up a little chemical. Blunt and long as hell, I ran out of weed. So I got to roll up, you know what I'm saying? The you got to find all your roaches, and then when you find all your roaches, you scrape them out. And then voila, you have El Blunt de Lones. Oh, yeah, all right. Anyways, let's get this thing started, shall we? What's this? Drop a hoe? All right, well, let's drop a hoe. Start it off with. All right, we over here in Princeton, New Jersey, y'all. For Melrose Place, actress, what, is charged in fatal car accident. Wow. Well, you know, I don't know nothing about no motherfucking Melrose Place, so hey, I couldn't tell you anything about that. But former Melrose Place actress Amy Locaine Bovenizer was charged in a drunk driving accident that killed a New Jersey woman. Locaine Bonavisor, boning some bullshit, who played Sandy Louise Harling on Melrose Place, was driving a 2007 Chevy Tahoe when she slammed into the passenger side of a vehicle, instantly killing noted art historian Helene Seaman, 60, authorities said. Prior to the fatal crash, Locaine Bovenizer, 39, rear-ended another vehicle at an intersection a few miles away before driving off. Damn. Yeah, you stupid motherfucking bitch. You hear what he called him. But, yeah, man. Here's your award for the, you know, this is for hitting and running, first of all, you know what I'm saying? And then not facing up to the act.
Lying piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
People, hitting and running is not cool, all right? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, yeah, but hitting and running is not cool. If you, I don't give a damn, you hit a dog, cat, bird, you need to check on the little motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Don't just hit shit and just keep on fucking moving, man, that's some bullshit. People do it every day, though, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm making that statement. Salt Lake City, Utah. Mom is accused of bullying girl with porn. Alrighty then. A Utah mom allegedly doctored a pornographic photo of a woman having sex with a dog, superimposing into the picture the face of a 13-year-old who attends middle school with her daughter. Danette Stark, 37, appeared in court to face 18 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Prosecutors said she created the image, put it into flyers, and distributed them at Northwest Middle School in Salt Lake City. This is you fucking crazy? Apparently not, because the bitch did this shit, you know what I'm saying? But hey, here you go,
she's
darling.
She's lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Bitch! Dumbass bitch, man. Fuck people, boy. All right, it's going over here to Florida, my hometown, you know what I'm saying, home state, and probably in the backyard, where a woman is found unconscious after huffing dust remover. Look, people, one thing in Florida ain't the smartest on, and that's drug usage. That will be noticeable from now Polk County with the fucking mom and pop meth clinics that are in the fucking backyard trailer homes and shit, and bitches blowing themselves up. This is why down here in Florida, you have to go and show ID when you buy a can of air out of Walmart. in most of the major stores now. Yeah. A lot of things you actually have to show ID for. Not beer. I'm talking about just the same area that you clean your keyboard out. Yeah. You go to Walmart down here, you got to show ID to purchase that. Because stupid bitches like this, yeah. 27-year-old Naples woman is facing a misdemeanor charge after police say they found her unconscious in a puddle of her own vomit after huffing dust remover. Elizabeth Ann McKeever was charged with inhalation of harmful chemicals. Jeffrey Mark Corbell, 41, said he found her slumped in a chair with her eyes closed and a can of dust remover in her hand. When Corbell nudged her shoulder, he said McKeever turned her head and squirted dust remover in her mouth. Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Man, can't stress the man. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? We can't stress that hard enough. I mean, yeah, sorry, people. Yeah, I only got an hour. I got to go and cuss out the Toyota dealership to fix my mother's fucking car. They fucked it up, you know what I'm saying? They fucked up the alarm system on it, where the bitch, we had to completely disconnect the alarm system just to drive the shit. Cause I'm driving down the goddamn road, and the motherfucking alarm is going off. All by itself. It just starts going off. Yeah. So, sorry, people. Gotta go and kick some ass, man. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, where store sells American flag. Yeah, with 61 stars on it. What's wrong with that? One Texas man couldn't believe what he saw on the American flag. He purchased at a Dollar Tree store in Dallas. 11 extra stars emblazoned on Old Glory. You can kind of see the stars are all crooked, and if you count them, they're actually 61 stars. Who the hell cares? Children say he went back to the store where he bought the flag and sent an email message to the marketing company in Virginia that made it, hoping they might address the error. Bitch, you dumbass, it's in the Dollar Tree. Apparently, because of the 11 extra stars, and they can't sell that in a normal chain of stores. The dollar store is therefore for aftermarket items and shit like that that might have had some little errors on it. Or it could have ended up in Big Lots, which would be the same premise of the dollar store. You fucking fuck. Yeah. All right, man. You want to be patriotic? It's just old people ain't got shit up to do. You know what I'm saying? It's going over here to Japan, man. Kawasaki and Mogadishu to you. Yeah. That's my Japan for the day, goddammit. Kawasaki to you. International Space Station sex man. Wow. Didn't know you guys were getting it on up in space, but we see you are. Commanders do not allow sexual intercourse on the International Space Station. It has been disclosed. We are a group of professionals, said Alex Poindexter, not with that name, Alan Poindexter, excuse me, a NASA commander, during a visit to Tokyo. When asked about the consequences if astronauts boldly went where no others have been. We treat each other with respect, and we have a great working relationship. Personal relationships are not an issue, said a serious-faced Mr. Poindexter. We don't have them, and we won't. Which is true. Why the fuck are you trying to fuck in space anyways when your bitches is up there to do a job? Right. So, kudos to you, Mr. Poindexter. That's pretty cool. Let's go over here to Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Mexican singer is killed after denying his murder. Okay. Mexican singer Sergio Vega has been shot dead only hours after he had denied reports he had been murdered. Damn. The 40-year-old singer, known as El Chaca, told a website he had increased security measures after a number of Mexican musicians were killed. Musicians performing nacaridos, narco corridos, songs celebrating the lives of drug barons, often became the targets of rival drug gangs. Right. Well, brother, I mean, I'm sorry for your death, but, yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I'm just saying, people. Damn. You should have kept your mouth closed, you stupid. Hey, guys, I'm not dead. Pow! Did they shoot your dumb ass? Get the fuck out of here. Damn. Wow. And this is news from around the world, people. I'm not making this up. Please go to www.nuttynewstoday.com and read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because like I always say, don't believe shit I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. Yeah. In Illinois, Blagojevich. Yeah, the punk-ass motherfucker that tried to sell the goddamn seat and almost got his ass arrested. Well, should have got his ass arrested. Considered Oprah for senator. Right. Oprah Winfrey undoubtedly looked like an attractive candidate for Senate, despite her lack of any political experience. Yeah, she's perhaps the most recognizable figure from Chicago. She's black, a trait Blagojevich highly favored, and she has clout among legislators. She's a kingmaker, Blagojevich said. She's made Obama. Blagojevich makes clear that he wants to appoint an African American, but can't decide on the candidate he likes. So you're going to put a bitch in the motherfucking seat that has no goddamn knowledge, period. You know what I'm saying? She has no knowledge, period, of the goddamn, of any politics. But, hey, I think she'd be good to run for senator of all things. Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. See if I can dig you up something else for, you know, a bite here, man. Almost a little bit else. You know what I'm saying? Quick, nutty news. Yeah, I'm supposed to be learning languages and all that kind of stuff, so, yeah. Check this out. Salem, New Hampshire. Power shut off to home, and woman died. Damn. A woman on oxygen died days after power was shut off to her New Hampshire home this week. Officials believe the 53-year-old woman's oxygen tank was off for about an hour as it stopped working when power was cut. Paramedics were able to revive the woman, but she died 3 days later. On the front door of the woman's house, there's a red sign that indicates there's no smoking at the house because an oxygen tank was in use. So basically, she's saying y'all warned. She was warning y'all, and yeah, man, that's fucked up. In New York, Census Bureau managers created bogus questionnaires. I'll buy that for $100 because I can believe that. This census bullshit that they've been trying to send out and harass people with has been just that. You know what I'm saying? You can fill that fuck shit out if you want to. We're not. Yeah, we're not. We don't do the census shit. And ever since you've seen the fucking so-called census come out, people's houses been getting kicked in, motherfuckers then they got robbed, bitches been getting shot in the ass, just all kind of old crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? All in the name of census. Yeah, and since it's just us that have to take the motherfucking bullshit, I think that's some bullshit. It's been a problem down here in Florida especially, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, Florida is one of the home of the most scandalous motherfucking peoples around. I mean, we got some scamming ass motherfuckers all the way from real estate to your own goddamn police force, you know what I'm saying, and we'll scam this shit out of you, extort money out of you, or just fuck you over all the way around, you know what I'm saying. That's what we're known for here. So, in New York, two Census Bureau managers from a Brooklyn field office were fired after their bosses found they faked household surveys to meet deadlines, the Daily News learned. Instead of pounding the pavement and knocking on doors, the corner-cutting people counters minded the phone book and internet to make up answers to questionnaires. Now, at least 10,000 surveys need to be done or redone, officials said. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. Let's go over here to You Know It, the nuttiest place on the planet, UK, of course. And tennis star Victor Hanescu spits on crowd. Right, he was just giving memorabilia, people. Take that! Ah, man. A tennis player who spat at spectators at Wimbledon has escaped a lifetime ban from All England Club. Romanian Victor Hanescu was instead fined a total of $15,000 by All England Club chiefs for unsportsmanlike conduct and not using best efforts after walking out on his third round clash on court 18. Video footage showed the Romanian reacting angrily to comments and jeers from the crowd before quitting his match against German Daniel Brands. Yeah, you're a pussy. If you're quitting tennis, people, I mean, tennis, yeah. Yeah, people, You're definitely
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah. Check it out. Check it out. Got a few more people. Just a few more, man. And I gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta get the fuck out of here. We're going to Dallas, man. Where the cops ordered to escort cop killers' funeral procession. Damn. Well, what the shit? A cop killer who is the son of the Dallas police chief. Damn. Continued to stir deep emotions as he headed to his grave. An apparent last-minute decision by a deputy police chief to provide assistance during part of David Brown Jr.'s funeral possession angered some police associations. David Brown Jr., who killed Lancaster police officer Craig Shaw and an innocent bystander before being shot by other officers, was buried in Lincoln Memorial Cemetery in Dallas. How the fuck do you put a cop killer in a damn memorial cemetery? I guess that's how they do it. It's going over here to New York. That's fucked up, though. Bar owner is charged in food critics' beating. A bar owner with a history of legal scrapes was charged with hiring a man to beat up the food critic for a newspaper that has reported on the restaurant's checkered past. Timothy Rankins, 41, is accused of having associates assault Steve Barnes, who in the picture is fucked up. He has his ass whooped. The Albany Times Union's food writer, as he left a restaurant with a friend. Barnes, who occasionally wrote about Rankin's restaurant, had posted on the newspaper's website that he would be dining there that night. Yeah. All right, people. Yeah, that's crazy. Two left, and we are out the building, man. Got to get out the building and go kick some Toyota's ass. Manatee County, that's right down the street from me, spending $300 at strip club makes up robbery. Yeah, he was three sheets to the wind, so my grandma always likes to say, and $300 lighter in the pocket after a beer-soaked night at a strip club. And then the out-of-town visitor realized that his wife may have some questions about where his paycheck went. So authorities say the 27-year-old Winter Park man flagged down a police officer and said he was robbed at gunpoint. Right. I only got 4 minutes, so I can't even give you an award. Man, you deserve one. I'll give you one after this last one, because she doesn't get one. In Ohio, last but not least, this is the third victim, young victim that is. 60-year-old girl is placed on no-fly list. Yeah, an Ohio family recently learned their 6-year-old daughter was on the Department of Homeland Security's no-fly list. Alyssa Thomas, 6 years old, was traveling with her parents when a ticket agent noticed notified the family she was on the list of restricted flyers. When the family tried to clear up the issue with Homeland Security, they received a letter notifying them that it could not be changed. Yeah. People, you might want to watch yourselves with this no-fly shit. Because they're trying to ground people. That's what I'm looking at. They're trying to ground people and keep them from flying around and getting the fuck up out of this country. Yeah. So, that is kind of screwed up, but that is how to go. This is your nutty news for the day, man. Let me give you one little quick promo for my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Because today is Tuesday, so don't forget, people.
Bubba here to talk.
Yeah. Oh,
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get
that?
Go to bid66.com right now.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
See me aboard.
Energized.
Are you ready to be tuned up? One of the hottest shows on the network will join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Saya Knight from the Netherlands Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Houston Standard Time on the Starship Smeller Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
That's real. And I'd like to thank Florida UFOs, Prophet Jackal, the guest that popped off up in here, Paranormal 51, and, of course, Heavenly Angel, and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to my co-host, Mr. Cyanide. Lost in action today, but you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I'll see you later on in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Not really, but yeah. Yeah. All right, people, so we're getting up out of here, man. I got a flight to catch because I got to fly on over here to the damn dealership and kick some ass. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be hollering at y'all on the flip side. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Weeds Day Wednesday. We'll have a full show, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do real big right here, and I thought you knew. We out. Peace. Matter of fact, let me go and get out of here with Prophet Jackal. That's what we're going to do. We're going to end the show with my dog, prophet, just a jackal. You know what I'm saying? One way to hell. Some new shit for you, huh?
Gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God. I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building.
Man, they just don't know. They fucking with the best. I'm like blowing snow up your motherfucking nose. The jackal, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure the fucking world knows the game, the legend, the name. You can't fuck with me, dog. I'm insane in the brain like Cypress Hill back in the days. Yeah, I'm smoking trees, man, chronic for days. I don't give a shit, man. I got the pistol next to me. MCs come around the block, they gon' get the seat. Quickly, I ain't even fucking around. These motherfuckers think I'm toying with a gun around. Man, I blast it quick. The jackal is sick. MC's the one seeing, man, that's why they suck dick. These motherfuckers ain't real. Look at him staring at the bling on my neck, man. The bling that I'm wearing. You can't fuck with a nigga like me. The J to the A to the motherfucking C. K-A-L. Nigga, you know where that spells. It's the jackal, baby. I'm sending you straight to hell. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again.
Yo, man, I'm pistol packing, crown snatching. Leave a nigga on the floor bleeding while laughing. It's all a joke, really. Nigga, don't be silly. One false move, I'll show you I'm like Billy the Kid. I'm quick-witted, and lyrically, I'm the spitting image of every boss nigga who ever did it. I'm that nigga you all been waiting on. The son of the sons, the golden one with the golden tongue. With the mind of Einstein. See, this some next level shit, so in hindsight, I suggest you think twice before you set your white sights. On the ground, sitting nice and tight on my head. Before I leave your bitch ass bleeding bloody red, I think you should instead keep moving. Make your papers before you end up brewing. Like Gary Coleman on life support, getting the plug pulled by some crack whore. They say life is like a box of chocolates until they're running from my fucking rockets. Yo, I'm on a mission for perfection. This the second coming, call it my resurrection. The jackal, baby, you can't fuck with it. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fuck you with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.